The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to Dallas-Fort Worth's number one for news, weather, and traffic. This is continuing team coverage from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas is looking at 106 degrees today under an extreme heat warning. The biggest risk is going to be, obviously, for people who have to be outside. Good morning. It's now 7 o'clock. We've got clear skies now. It's warm. It's 82 degrees. Top three things you need to know. We've been following breaking news overnight. Three people are dead, two injured in a wrong way head-on crash on the north side of downtown Fort Worth, westbound 121 near Riverside Drive. All lanes remain closed at this hour. Little remains of the Beirut Grill in West Arlington this morning following a four-alarm fire during triple-digit heat late Monday. Several nearby businesses also damaged. Our top story this morning, you'll probably want to have oven mitts as you grab your steering wheel later this afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be that hot. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says we're going to be under an extreme heat warning starting at noon.
Well, we hit 106 degrees for the second time this summer across North Texas yesterday, and I'm forecasting 106, maybe 107 in some areas. We do have an extreme heat warning for all North Texas, plus heat advisories west, south, and east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Heat index values anywhere between 105 and 108. Make sure you stay hydrated. Make sure the pets have a cool place to stay, and please check on the elderly.
KRLD, Power Grid Update.
You know, the good news this summer is there's been no sign of a widespread power problem in Texas despite some of the extreme heat and all the 100-degree days. Statewide outage trackers have not shown any rolling blackouts or brownouts over the course of the summer. And local outages still can happen even when the ERCOT grid itself has plenty of power. But ERCOT tells us controlled outages are not expected today. They've got normal operating conditions.
Follow News Radio 1080 KRLD on Facebook and Instagram for polls, top stories, exclusive videos, and more.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the KRLD 24-hour Breaking News Center. We've cut the commercial break, so you're getting a full, nonstop 20-minute hit of news, traffic, and weather on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. I'm John Little. Three people are dead following a wrong-way collision on Airport Freeway in Fort Worth. That's 121. It happened around 1:30 this morning, but the investigation still has the freeway closed at Riverside. Police say a Jeep was driving the wrong way and slammed into an oncoming car, killing the two people in the car. The Jeep driver also died. Fort Worth officer Buddy Calzada calls it a terrible tragedy.
And our hearts go out to him. This is a very tragic scene. You know, we have officers up there. We were up there ourselves. And it's a horrific accident. So, again, please, please do not drive impaired. Do not drive distracted. Whatever it may be, focus on what's on the roadway and do your best to get home safe.
So the side that's shut down is the westbound side of 121 as you're headed into downtown coming in from Haltom City. Evidently, the wrong way driver, we're told, was going eastbound in those lanes when the collisions occurred. Police say flock cameras will be used to see where the Jeep had been.
It's impossible to not get angry over crashes like that. I mean, there's just no excuse
for
that.
Entirely preventable, absolutely.
And on the grand subject of flock cameras, you know, if you ever waffle like, oh, they're the worst. Yeah, okay, there is a place perhaps for them. A blazing four-alarm fire wrecks a Tarrant County restaurant, heavily damages some neighboring businesses.
I'm Kurt Lewis outside the Beirut Grill, a Mediterranean restaurant near Bowen and Abram in Arlington. Now it is absolutely nothing but a pile of rubble, and heavy equipment was out here most of the night scooping this debris up to haul it away. This site will have to be cleared. The building is absolutely destroyed, and not just the restaurant. Bookstore owner Kate Thibault says she lost thousands of dollars in inventory.
A year ago, we were renovating and building it up, and a year later, and we're watching it burn down.
At one point, there was probably 80 or so firefighters working this scene. It was a huge fire, and there's no telling how long it'll take to finish clearing this site. In Arlington, outside what was the Beirut Grill, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's the second multi-alarm fire in North Texas this week. Sunday, there was a five-alarmer in Dallas. It shows how fast fires can grow out of control this time of year. KRLD's Russell Scott continues our team coverage.
We've had no significant rain lately, and triple-digit temperatures are expected the rest of the week. Now is the time you can do a few things to protect your house. Things like raking away dead leaves from near your house and even covering your attic fence.
If you can, install 1/8-inch metal screen over those attic vents to help keep any debris or flying embers from traveling up into your attic space.
Texas A&M Forest Service spokesperson Laura Stevens says a hot lawnmower can also spark a fire, so be careful if you're out cutting the grass in the middle of the day. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:06, and weather itself appears to have sparked a huge petroleum fire in Oklahoma on Monday. Officials say a lightning strike ignited the tanks at an Explorer pipeline facility in Glenpool. Towering flames and black smoke seen for miles. Now, here in Texas, the immediate concern is different. It's our prolonged heat and dry vegetation that are creating increasingly receptive fuels. The Texas A&M Forest Service says hot and dry conditions are supporting increased wildfire activity across the state, including right here in North Texas.
7:06, this news for Ben Abbott and Associates. A judge issues a TRO, temporary restraining order, against the town of Westlake as city officials were meeting to discuss plans for a new data center Monday. The project bumps right up on the border of Keller, and some residents of Keller attended Monday's afternoon Westlake Town Council meeting to outline their concerns about the noise and the distance from an elementary school.
I respectfully ask the Westlake City Council to consider the children in Marshall Ridge, not just the property lines, engineering plans, or profit.
Now, they had filed a lawsuit to block the project. A judge was told the town of Westlake that told them not to make any decisions or approve any permits for the data center, at least for the next 2 weeks.
A memorial grows outside the South Carolina apartment where actress Hayden Panettiere was found dead over the weekend. The cause of her death is still not clear.
Police say an acquaintance called 911 Sunday afternoon. First responders found her in cardiac arrest, and she was pronounced dead roughly 40 minutes later. An autopsy found no signs of trauma, and police say there's no indication of foul play. A cause of death is still undetermined, and toxicology results could take months.
Sophie Flay with that report.
Stocks opened the trading week with losses, and futures are down this morning.
The Dow giving up 273 points, the S&P losing 0.5%, the Nasdaq slipping 0.33%. Futures were lower overnight as investors react to rising oil prices. The Trump administration ratchets up its tariff war with Canada tomorrow, imposing a 50% tariff on furniture, wine, cement, and clothing coming over the border. All told, $20 billion worth of Canadian goods will be affected. Red Lobster is carefully bringing back its endless shrimp deal, offering five varieties, including a new one, garlic bread crusted shrimp. The same promotion helped to drive the seafood chain into bankruptcy when it was permanently added to the menu 3 years ago. This time, it's only a temporary offer. Wow. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Columbia House records are gone, but at least endless shrimp is back.
You know, that's a good point.
You win some, you lose some.
You can't eat records.
That's right. Saw this interesting picture and post in the Dallas subreddit this morning. Under the headline, Trashy and Entitled. And in the picture, it is a department store at North Park Center. And it's a clothing rack. And at the base of the clothing rack is a big puddle of urine.
Oh, no.
And the post reads, you should be ashamed. I noticed a major surge lately in people bringing their pet dogs into spaces where clearly they don't belong.
Oh.
This weekend at North Park Center, he writes, a whole new level of absurd. A young woman walking with her elementary school-aged child had her dog up on the third floor of a major department store. The dog lifted its leg and soaked a lower rack of clothing on display.
Oh,
instead of asking an employee for cleaning supplies, apologizing, or offering to buy the damaged items, she literally looked at it, turned around, and kept on walking as if nothing happened. He writes, what kind of example is that setting for her kid?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Part of the reason why one goes to Reddit is you read the comments.
Yes, that's true.
And the comments are always interesting. And the comments were a mix of whether or not he should have said something to the woman.
That's
a minefield right there.
Yeah, I think getting into it with somebody, I think...
My bottom line on that is you never know who's carrying a gun and who has impulse control issues.
I think that's a good way to put it, Joe. Obviously, the fault is of the woman here, and I think we all have to mentally be prepared for there are things that are going to be out of our control that happen
that normally it's a pet, it's a kid of ours or something like that, and we have to mentally be ready to take responsibility for it and not just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be shocking to us. This person chose the wrong thing, but maybe if they mentally prepared for it, hey, sometimes things happen. I've got to be humble about this and do something about it. Maybe she would have done something about it, but, you know.
So you witness something like that at North Park Center. What do you do? Do you
go straight to Reddit?
Do you say something to them? Do you try to shame them? Do you say, oh, no. I'm so sorry. Maybe you didn't notice that your dog peed on a clothing rack at a major department store at North Park Center. You can hit us up in the K-Post Roofing text line 945-766-1080. How would you handle something like that? 713 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD is giving away Rangers Angels tickets for Saturday, August 22nd. The first 10,000 fans at Globe Life Field will receive a 1996 Rangers team baseball card button-down. Tickets on sale now at Rangers.com. But listen all day Thursday. When you hear Around Town with John Little, you could win one of 5 4-packs from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Tarrant County judge temporarily blocks Westlake from voting on a proposed data center. The order followed a lawsuit from nearby Keller residents who say the project would harm their homes. Governor Abbott threatens to pull funding from both Dallas and Houston airports over Islamic foot washing stations. Now, DFW canceled their plans to expand it. But new this morning, Houston's mayor, he's drawing a line in the sand. He says existing rooms at Bush are open to all and paid for by airlines, not by taxes. The Dallas area is headed for 106 degrees later this afternoon. That heat can really sneak up on you, so stay hydrated. Avoid strenuous activity during the peak hours outdoors, and if you start feeling sick, get to a cool place right away.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD. This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The morning briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD. If I can editorialize for just a moment, David Johnson is truly one of the nicest guys I know, unless it's Tuesday.
What?
He is a bit irritable on Tuesdays. As we get a check of your money, good morning, the irritable David Johnson.
Why is it always the inevitable, however? You know, it's just Tuesday is just kind of worthless.
You do not like Tuesdays.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, we ought to go to a six-day week. Let's just put it that way. And also, it looks like Tuesday's got to sort of extend that string of losses. We've seen some weakness in the averages the last couple of days. And right now, they all look a little bit weaker across the board. The Dow looks down 15. The S&P down 28. The NASDAQ's getting whacked against, down 298, as Wall Street has fallen back out of love with Marvell, which looks down 6%, and Plug Power and Micron and Intel. This love-hate relationship continues. Now, we've got a fistful of economic news out today, so that certainly could be market moving. We'll have housing starts and building permits in a few minutes. Then at 8:15, it's industrial production, capacity utilization. And then more on the all-important housing market, pending home sales come out at 9 o'clock this morning. That really figures into the most prominent earnings report we have out today. Home Depot is trading higher by $6. Now, remember, that's a Dow component, but they came with earnings that were 19 cents better than expected. Revenues beat, same store sales. You know, we're not gangbusters, up 1.7%, but that's double what we were expecting. What they're saying is the DIY, the do-it-yourself business, is just non-existent, especially if people have to take out a home loan in order to do it, because interest rates are just through the moon. But they see that professional business is making up for that, and that's strong, but that probably is an asterisk because it's not enough to lift all of the averages higher today. Baidu also out with earnings. Their earnings were below expectations. Revenue was light. Of course, later on this week, we're going to get Walmart and Target and all the big retailers, and so we get a better sense of what's going on in the economy. Back to interest rates. They're up again a little bit anyway. 10-year rates at 4.74%. That's a real problem, especially the 30-year rate, which is up again today. 5.32% is the highest we've seen in almost 20 years. And then look at crude. Well, right now it's fairly quiet, but at $84.32, it's up another 58 cents. And I guess, you know, no man is an island, and our friendship with Canada and South Korea and Oman and everybody else seems to be waning, and so that's probably not a great environment for the world. The economic news starts in a few minutes. Maybe that'll be market moving, but right now everything looks Tuesday, if you will, down across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hang in there, buddy. 727 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, for the Dallas Cowboys, they finish up training camp in Oxnard today. Can you believe it's already over? They've got a joint practice against the Saints. And adding Von Miller apparently does not mean Dallas is done shopping. Jerry Jones says he feels better about this roster than he did when camp opened. Enough so that the Cowboys would still consider giving up future assets for somebody who could help them right away.
It's as much about what I think of where we are, which I'm more positive than when we started camp, seriously, about what our chances are. And so I think if we saw an opportunity to take a little of the future and put it on this team, I'd do it if it would help us.
Jones says he would be interested in what he called a substantive. Love saying that word, trade, if the right opportunity comes along.
You know, he's got limited time on this earth. We all do.
Yeah, that's true.
And he might be more limited than some of us that are a little bit younger.
It's like,
than
I don't think I'm going to see that 2028 first round draft pick anyway, or I might not. So.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.